Michael, does it feel like you haven't played a game in forever?
No, it doesn't. It seems like, you know, we just played last week. But you know, all the guys are refreshed and ready to go. So, you know, we put in the hard work and the effort this week and got to go out and let it show on Sunday.
After a week off, though, now a full week of practice, do you kind of think that, you know, there's a sense here now that we got to figure this thing out, get it right, and start getting on a roll here?
Yeah, I mean, now's the time. Now's the time to get everything rolling. We've had our off week. We've had, six games to kind of see where we were and where we're at. And now it's time to get on the roll. We got high expectations, and we expect to go out and get it done this week.
How do you react when there's a change late week offensive line?
With the offensive line, I just keep going. You know, I believe in the guys that's in front of me, regardless of, what the situation is. And, if a guy, goes out there and plays, and if he's playing on this level, then, I believe he can get the job done.
Mike, with the potential for some nasty weather effects to move in, does that change any sort of approach or anything like that?
I don't think so. I think, regardless of the weather, you got to go out there and just keep pushing and just try to, get through it the best way you can. We can't predict much of Mother Nature of what's going to happen. And maybe it won't be as bad, but if it is, then we got to keep grinding it out and the best team going to figure it out.
If it is bad, do you kind of like being the home team, though? You kind of know your field?
Yeah, I mean, if it is bad, then we just got to take advantage of the opportunities that we're given. Obviously, we're going to have to run the ball a bit more. But we'll still throw it around, but we got to protect it, in bad weather.
Mike, how big of a game is this? I mean, a lot of stuff has happened this year. And can you try to put that in perspective?
Yeah, this is a big game for us. And I think every game from here on out is going to be a big game. It's a 10-week season for us, and it's going to kind of – put things in perspective and assess our situation. So we're excited about it. We understand the magnitude of each and every game, and we just got to take it one game at a time.
Two more guys.
Is it Atlanta's scheme that they've – what's been the reason for their success taking the football away?
I think they just got a lot of guys who are ball hawks. They get their hands on the ball. They tackle with great technique. The scheme plays a factor. They're always in a position to make plays, and that's what you want out of your defense. So we got to do everything to avoid that.
When you game plan against a guy like Asante, speaking of ball hawks, you kind of know his tendency to take risks and things like that. Do you see that as a possible vulnerability because of your familiarity with the way he plays?
Well, I think in playing against Asante, you got to take calculated risks. You can't just jump out there all the time. You got to understand that he is a Pro Bowl corner and still one of the best in this league. So I got nothing but respect for him. And, like I say, the risk got to be well calculated.
Thank you.